Still morning. Good morning. You guys are doing all right? Seriously, Teddy's giving his interview. You guys don't need to be here. I'm good. It won't hurt my feelings at all. What you got for me?
Did you say that the Ravens are the best special teams team that you guys have played this year, or that you will play this year?
Possibly. You know, they're very, very good. You know, I don't want to compare any of the teams that we play because, you know, the teams that we played have been very good as well. The thing that makes Baltimore different is, you know, their head coach is a former special teams coordinator, and he did a great job when he was in Philly. Their special teams coordinator has been doing this a long time, and he's an outstanding coach and a great teacher. They have arguably one of the better kickers in the league and one of the better punters in the league. Both their returners showed up last week, and they're both very talented young men. They have their core special teams players that play hard every play. It's going to be a great challenge for us, but I'm really excited. Our guys are excited. We're going to have a good game plan. We have a good game plan, and we just got to go out and you know, play our game and play hard and play fast and finish plays, play faster and longer than them and get after them. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Is there a particular phase you're interested in seeing most, how your guys respond?
Well, considering they returned 2 touchdowns last week, you know, kickoff and punt, that'll be crucial for us. You know, I'd like to get our punt return game going. You know, I think we left some yards on the field last week against Green Bay. You know, kickoff return, we're still not anywhere near where we've been in the past, so we've got to continue working on that. So these guys aren't going to make it any easier either. So their punter does a great job. He can spray the ball all over the field. Their kicker can kick any type of kick that he wants. He can kick it high and short, and he can get out of the end zone, whatever he wants to do. So the challenge is there, and like I said, we're looking forward to it. You know, the return that he had, he needed to keep that outside and to the left because it was they did exactly what we thought they would do on coverage, and we thought the yards were there. And I don't think he panicked. I think he just made a young mistake and went inside where he could have gone outside. So hopefully he learned from that, and we'll get better because of it.
Mike, what are the conversations like when, you know, we always talk about personnel changes in offense and defense, but mm-hmm. Let's say you're not satisfied with the kickoff return. How do you go about, because your personnel, you're grabbing from a pool that, you know, may or may not – they may or may not want to expose on special teams. How do you go about that?
You know, the great thing about our team and our roster is we have a lot of guys that are willing to play special teams, whether they're guys that are starters in offense and defense now that have played a lot of special teams in the past, or there are guys that understand the importance of it. And I think our whole locker room understands the importance of how important special teams is. And Coach Zimmer has allowed me to use whoever we need to use. Obviously, I'm not going to overuse the starters, offense or defensive starters, but he's going to allow me to use the guys that when we feel like we need them to be successful, he allows me to use them, which is huge. For a special teams coordinator to have the support from the head coach, that's huge. Yeah, I mean, he's been confident. I don't think he's ever lacked confidence. I think he's disappointed when he doesn't do well, but he's a guy that really responds well to adversity, and, you know, I was proud of him, helped me in with my confidence in him. But anytime you make a big kick like that, five kicks in the game, but all three kicks in the second half were obviously very, very huge for our football team. So it was a big play for us.
Did you ever make a decision on going for 2 versus kicking the extra point based on where you think a kicker's at, or is it always just based on where the game's at?
I think that's more of a head coach's strategy, but you know, you hope you don't get to the point where your kicker's struggling that much that you have to go for 2 points. You know, I mean, that means you need to change out your kicker, in my opinion, because you ought to be able to make extra points. And I know we've missed a few in the past couple of years, and hopefully we're beyond that. But at the end of the day, it's a 33-yard field goal, and there are no gimmies in this league. I don't like it when announcers or other even media types say it's a, you know, 28-yarder's a gimme. I don't think there's ever a gimme. Not with a snap, a hold, and the kick involved. Usually in our stadium, there's no weather involved. But then you got a field goal block team. Baltimore's got a phenomenal field goal block team. They got that young corner coming off the edge. He's excellent. So you got to do a great job in protection. So there's a lot of different factors going on. But any time that you're lined up for a 33-yarder, you expect to make it. I remember we lost. It broke my heart. Yeah, that's a game we should have won. We didn't do enough. We did some good things. We didn't do enough to win. And I went back and watched it on Monday. They got me ticked off for the rest of the week. And, no, I haven't really slept, so I'm a little ornery right now. But, no, we'll get after them. We're looking forward to it. We should have helped our team win that game. We should have won that game. And special teams didn't do enough to help. So anytime you lose a game, even though it's 4 years ago, you kind of look back and say, you know, what if? But so we got to be better prepared this time around. And you know, like I said, we got to win the special teams battle to help our team win this game.
Did you watch that just to see how they approached your strategy, or did you watch it because the personnel's changed so much?
Several reasons, I guess. One of which is to see, because the same coach is there. We're both the same coaches. see how they approach it. Obviously, it was a crazy snowy game, so it was a different weather conditions this weekend, obviously. But, you know, how they approached us, how we approached them, and then, of course, I wanted to get a little fired up for the week. So it worked. It worked. I'm ready to roll. We good? All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.